Hi, Jayan. How are you doing today?
Hi, very well, Lou. Thank you very much, and thanks for this opportunity.
It's okay. So you've got quite a an interesting, cool business because doing a lot of R&D, a lot of research over the past few years. The company's called Hexa Scientific. So just before we get into stuff, could you just give us a bit of a layman's overview of what it is that you do for the people who might be watching or listening? And how it all came about, really.
Oh, my pleasure, Luke. About the company, Hexa Scientific, we are an award-winning SMA. We are one of the prominent up-and-coming players in the United Kingdom, specialty in analytical instruments, measurement and sensor technology sector. The company is an advanced manufacturing SME entirely based in the city of Liverpool. We specialize in creating sensors and systems for assessing contaminants in the air, in water and soil. We strive to develop technology that promotes resilience and supports a fair and equal transition to a sustainable future. So as a company, we desire to expand our operation beyond the UK market and tap into a new market abroad, considering incorporating a strong CSR strategy, showcasing the company's commitment to environmental sustainability and social responsibility, so which can enhance the brand image and the market position.
Nice. So, what type of contaminants are you generally looking for in soil? I remember when I used to work in the construction industry, we were always worried about asbestos in the soil and potentially even, digging up a graveyard potentially from like, years and years ago when we're looking at building. So, what is it? Is it that type of stuff? Is it, or is it, a variety of types of things that you're looking for?
We are looking for a variety of things, mainly like organic contaminants. So also the soil remediation, like to look for the toxins like heavy metals, the volatile organic substances, which are really very carcinogen to lives. So we look like variety range of substances in the soil, not just in the soil, even in gases like in the atmosphere and in the water.
Nice. And is there particular industries you tend to work in?
So currently, we are working with the wastewater sector to look for the water quality. Also, we are working to look for the fuel quality checks with the government and with the UK government, and so these are the two projects currently we are working.
Nice. Yeah, it's probably a little bit off topic, but I used to work a lot at Glastonbury when I was younger. And one of the challenges is that the waste from the Glastonbury Festival goes into the rivers and then affects all of the farming in the local areas. So if the waste in the water gets up to a certain level, they get Glastonbury got fined. So you can often see big trucks like pulling water out of the rivers because they know it's contaminated. So that's it's interesting.
That's right. So this is something like we are working with one of our partner in Canada, so to look for so ours is the mobile instruments. So instead of taking it's not the old school way of taking the sample to the lab, like it is like bringing the
Lab
lab
to the
to the site.
yeah.
So what we are doing is that we have got this mobile, so it's a grab sample method. So we just go out and test the water and for quick screening of substances. So if there is any threat or something, if it exceeds the threshold of what the regulation says, then it alerts the user. Then you take the sample to the lab and do the detailed analysis. So for quick screening of the substances, so our product, it really helps our clients. It saves a lot of money, the energy, and it's purely it supports the net zero, the campaign, I would say.
That's interesting as well, isn't it? In terms of
It is,
the transport and all that type of stuff. Yeah, I didn't really think about that,
yeah, that's right.
do you? Nice. I think it they were there. If it got over a certain level, they got like £500,000 fine or something. So they spend like millions and millions every year in fines because of the contaminants that end up in the water. So
Yeah, that's right. The thing is that, before something big happens, right, because if you send a sample to the lab, the turnaround time is like 3 days, depending on how busy the lab is. So by the time you get the results, so definitely there'll be something, it just stops, something big happens before it reaches to the, to the people, like, so that's one of the big USP, what our product, can offer, to the people, like to the community.
Yeah, amazing. So how did you get into this then? Is the and how long have you been in this business for?
About my background, my journey into the research and development, commenced at the University of Liverpool. So where I had gained the recognitions, receiving a Commendable Research Award, so have excelled as a researcher, supported by Innovate UK's, through a knowledge transfer partnership program, earning an outstanding grade. So also I served as a scientist and product innovation technology specialist with three granted patents and over 20 scientific publications. So driven by my passion in air, water, and soil quality, the medical science, the environmental threats, and homeland security, by my innovative spirit, shines through in founding Hexa Scientific and its success. So now leading as CEO, I continue to propel the company to new heights, ensuring it remains a beacon of scientific innovation. As a CEO of Hexa Scientific, I have played an important role in the development of the cutting-edge tools for the life science research. Since I have a very strong link with Liverpool and with the Liverpool University, so I wanted to keep the state-of-the-art technology in Liverpool and wanted to expand it globally. So yeah,
Nice.
that's pretty much about, like, how we founded
Yeah.
this company. Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about being based in Liverpool?
Oh yeah, it's a vibrant city, I would say, because so I did my master's, doctorate, and postdoctorate in Liverpool, and I've spent nearly oh, 15 years now. So made a lot of good friends, and it's my second home, and it's just a vibrant city, to be honest. Like, yeah,
Good, isn't it?
it is, yeah.
A lot of people, it's fascinating because I think most cities in the country these days, people tend to leave. Like if you live in Manchester, go to London. London, go up north. Like people tend to want to get out of their city. But I think Liverpool's one of the like the only cities where people want to stay in Liverpool.
That is right. Thing is, I moved to Northern Ireland, and being in a place like Liverpool, like moving to Northern Ireland, for to me it was kind of a very big change. I always say I wanted to come back. So yeah, so after like 8 years gap, like, I'm back again in
Yeah.
Liverpool. Yeah,
So you
enjoying
have a
life.
lot of people wanting to live there, and then you also have a lot of people not wanting to leave.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's maintained its culture really well as well in terms of like.
It is, to be honest, like, so I left Liverpool in 2011, and I came back in 2019. Oh yeah, it's before COVID. So now I clearly see there is a lot of the changes, like in terms of the technology. It looks like the Liverpool now it's becoming a technology hub. The company like us, if you go out, when we say we are based in Liverpool, people are recognizing us, which is
Nice.
really a very big thing, and it's a big change what I clearly be witnessing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So back over to your business then. So for people who might be watching, who might be entrepreneurs and wanted to start a startup and or a tech startup, if you had to start from square one again, what would you have done differently, do you think?
Yeah, okay. So I believe that thus far, we haven't encountered any significant challenges or mistakes in our business journey so far. However, starting from square one in business always presents an opportunity, right? For reflection and improvement. I'm considering, the development of a comprehensive funding strategy. So exploring, the various sources, such as the grants and private investments, to ensure financial stability and support growth initiatives. So our solutions, have been very well received in international markets. So as an early stage company, it is crucial for us to adopt a strategic approach to international expansion, aiming to increase success probabilities while minimizing the associated risk. So I wish I had crafted a more robust plan, for international expansion, from the outset. Additionally, I would consider the integration of a stronger corporate social responsibility strategy. So this would showcase the company's commitment to environmental sustainability and the social responsibility, potentially enhancing our brand image and the market position.
Yeah. Nice. So I think I wish you'd have thought bigger at the start.
Sorry.
I'm gathering that you wish you'd thought bigger at the start.
Yeah, the thing is best, so our journey, right? So of course, we conducted the thorough market research, to ensure, a demand for the sensor systems and environmental contaminant detection technology. So we validated the market through pilot projects, but after we went out, right, we clearly see there are a lot of potentials, like, in the international market. And we thought that, maybe if we'd have done a much more, the strategy, for the international, to capture the international market, we'd have done it much more better and much more quicker. Also in terms of the funding, like, we would have, if we look for any other funding opportunities, we'd have, made it much more faster, capturing all these, capitalizing the international market sector.
Yeah, it's fascinating how business likes speed as well, doesn't it?
It is, because
It's
the market is really very competitive,
yeah,
and so the speed is a key, to be honest,
yeah.
here.
Because if you think about like money's a currency. Currently, it has to be flowing and moving. Do you know what I mean? The faster it moves, that tend to be the better the business, really.
That's right, that's right. Also, there are like a lot of government run scheme like Innovate UK, they are for startup like us, they're supporting us a lot, like, to push us really to move forward, for internationalization and all, yeah. So which is really, yeah.
Nice. So, as an employer, then over the past few years, what have been your biggest lessons of employing people and managing teams or suppliers?
Yeah, the thing is, a lot of lessons, I would say. Yeah. So as a first generation entrepreneur, in the sector and the technocrat, I would say that each and every day in this journey is a learning experience. So the most significant lesson I have gained is the importance of team dynamics. In an innovative company like ours, establishing a cohesive and diverse team is essential, for significantly boosting the productivity. Of course, the communication, is key, and customer-centric approach, the adaptability and strategic planning. So the inverse in employee development is, again, it is really, one of the very big, the learning, the transparent leadership, also the learning, from failures, they offer really valuable lessons. Always, I prepare to embrace the technological advancement, to stay competitive in the market. Yeah, so there are a lot of learnings.
Yeah, I think that's a big learning that I've had as well, working with teams and businesses over the past few years. Because if you don't get the right cultural fit for the people in the company, you're gonna have, no matter how skilled they are or how it's gonna cause challenges. Yes, you want a mixture of different types of backgrounds. We're not talking about culture from a background perspective. We're talking about other Are you quite a relaxed company? And then if somebody comes in who's more formal, they're going to not necessarily fit out. If you're a really formal company, do you need more people who are relaxed? And then things like work ethic and you need to make sure you've got the right team dynamic, like you say, before you even start thinking about skill sets and who you want to bring in.
That's right. Yeah. The thing is, you can't do everything, so when you have a busy environment, so you need a kind of vibrant, a diversified team, so yeah.
Nice.
That's right, yeah.
So, what has been your favorite type of marketing so far for your business?
Favorite type of the marketing or the digital, of course, yeah. Yeah, the thing is, again, it depends on the type of businesses, right? So ours is mainly, the hardware, the instrumentation type. So yes, the digital marketing is good, but again, at the same time, I have to take the product out of the door and, just go and showcase, to the people. To show a live demo. So it's both, like I would say, the digital marketing, as well as talking to the customers, like in person, attending the trade shows, and yeah, so it's something like, it's kind of a very balancing thing, I would say. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I think there's some products that are really great for social media and digital marketing, and some you just need to like
Yeah.
get over and
Physically,
actually
yeah.
and actually see it, how it works and see how easy it is. And that's why sometimes you need to sell like send like sample boxes or things like that in terms of and businesses. So yeah, that's interesting. Okay, so how have you managed the personal demands of running a business and balancing personal life and business life as well? Like how has that been?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My mentor, often, emphasizes that there is no clear distinction between the work and life. So it's all part of the same existence. So when you are passionately working towards what matters to you, the concept of needing a break becomes obsolete. I strongly believe in that. So certainly, balancing the personal life, so alongside the demands of, running a business, can pose challenges. So it's crucial to establish clear boundaries between work and personal life. So whether it is work related or personal, cherishing every moment is essential, I would say. So it requires a conscious effort, entirely within our control and perspective. It all depends on how we are seeing things. Like, not everyone is inclined towards the entrepreneurial journey. So if you have chosen this path, right, so there is a reason. So, and it's crucial to find, the enjoyment in what you're doing. So from my entrepreneurial journey, so one valuable lesson I have learned is the power of saying no, so when a situation, surpasses my limitations, so yeah, so that's my take on forward, like
Very great.
work-life balance, like, yeah.
I love that. I wish you could re repeat that as well about the when you said about there's no life, if you love what it is that you do or you've got passionate, there's no, you don't need a break. That quote was, if you can say that quote again, I'd absolutely love to hear it again. What was it?
Sorry.
What
Oh.
was that quote that you just said about if you enjoy what you do or you've got passion, then you don't need a break or there's no like, because it'll go on.
Right.
What's,
Okay.
yeah.
So I was saying that there is no such thing, for the work life, so there is
Nice.
no clear distinction, between the work and life. So it's all life, what I say. So when you're passionate about what you're working, what really matters to you, the concept of needing a break, it's not really needed,
Nice.
so yeah, so you have to work, like,
Makes
you're
sense.
enjoying, you always have to enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because there's a lot of argument like, if you enjoy your job, you'll never do a day's work in your life. And then there's other contradictory, sayings like that. If you do enjoy sometimes if you do what you enjoy, then you won't become financially successful because it's just more like a hobby versus, so I think people are lucky if they
No,
can
yeah, you
what
know,
they can.
yeah. The thing is, I'm not saying that, it is not really hobby, because you have chosen this path. The reason why I have chosen this path is that you want to deliver something. You have to give something back to the community, right? It's a serious job. So again, when I say it's a serious job, if you're very serious about it, you can't even think about, you can't think out of box. So you have to enjoy each and every moment of what you are doing. But in a serious way, right? So that's a very thin line, I would say. It's not just, oh yeah, got my so people sometimes it's kind of a misconception that when they say I'm running a business, they look like it's just glamorous and all these things, but it isn't. So if you're serious about what you're doing, and if you have that the responsibility to deliver something to the community, right? So you have to be, yeah. So again, the cash flow matters. Yes, there are serious things, but you have to enjoy each and every moment of what you're doing. So that's it. So, again, it all depends on how you're seeing. It's based on your perspective. That's the way I see things.
Yeah, I think it's right. And then also, you tend to enjoy things more when you're good at them as well.
Yes, that's right. So if you know what you're doing, so that's why you should panic about it. You just do.
Interesting. So you mentioned cash flow then. So what advice would you have to entrepreneurs, business owners about financial management and managing the numbers in the business?
Yeah, that's one of the very big challenge, so have been, facing so far, because for the early stage business like ours, mainly it is a technology company, so have to create the brand, the brand for for the company, right? For the scientific, for the scientific products what we are offering to the, to the community. So for the last 3 or 4 years, we have been busy working on research and development. Showcased ourselves as an innovative company. Yes, we have invested, a lot, into the company. Now we have created the brand, and now we want to expand, we want to commercialize. So it's a we are very much like the early stage of the commercialization. So now we are looking into more sales. Also, we are looking into the investments, from the grants, from the so these are the things which needs to be. So when you ask me this question at the very beginning, what I would have done if I start from the spice here. So that's the only thing. The finance is really, a key for a company to survive, so now we are looking into all these options. Having a proper finance strategies, also on the risk management side of it, because being an early stage business, and we clearly see that we wanted to, internet, wanted to take our products globally. Again, at the same time, we don't want to risk ourselves, so we are seeking help from the government, the Innovate UK. We have signed up for the Global Innovation Program. So through the Global Innovation Program, we could able to meet people, we could able to create that branch. It's kind of a valuable lesson. So the risk management strategy and planning, the financial planning is really two very important things, for early stage startup like ours here.
Nice. So, in terms of vision for the future, then, where do you see the business in 5 years' time?
In 5 years' time, I would say we will be in the leadership position, of this instrumentation sector. We clearly, Hexa Scientific, the way The reason why we founded this to is to bridge the gap of certain challenges what the communities are facing. So to bridge those gaps, we founded this company, and we clearly see that we are very competitive, compared to the other people. So in 5 years' time, the Hexa would be, will be very competitive, having a leadership position in the instrumentation sector.
Nice. And any final words of advice for other business owners or startups or tech CEOs?
Well, the final one is, the thing is, so we are, developing. We are still we are developing. We are learning every day. Is learning new things. So what all I would say is that, the patience is a key. So just do what you want to do, overnight, you can't get the success overnight, right? So it needs a lot of patience and just do what your mind says, or your heart says, or so just keep just follow the vision. That's really the key thing I would say.
Love it. Patience. Keep pushing forward towards the mission.
Yes, yeah. Keep pushing, because if as you know, that all the successful entrepreneurs, if you take Steve Jobs or the Amazon CEO or even a Harry Potter author, the thing, everyone has faced a lot of failures. If you see a failure, it's not just the end of the world. So just take the lessons out of that and just keep forwarding, just move on, so that's the thing.
Nice. Love it. Thanks so much, Jay. And it's been good speaking to you. And yeah, catch up soon.